help you to understand part of the Easter story. And it came up till, let's see, last Sunday was Easter, right? And it came up that there was one egg left, a white egg. And he asked, what do you think's inside it? And, of course, you all saw what was inside the white egg. Do you remember? Nothing. Nothing. And then he explained that the reason why this is part of the Easter story, because the main part of the Easter story was after Jesus had died on the cross and they put his body in a tomb on Sunday morning, or Sunday first, day after the Sabbath, the women went there to find and prepare his body for his final burial. And when they got there, there was nothing in it. There was nothing in the tomb. That's what this represents. They found the tomb empty. And that's why we celebrate. Because, well, actually it wasn't just because the tomb was empty. It was because while the women were there in that garden, Jesus came up and spoke to them. And they were, surprised and delighted. And he said, go and tell the disciples that I am alive and that I will be coming to visit them. I'll be coming to see them. So really, the egg is a big symbol of Easter, the empty tomb, but there's something more about it, and that was the fact that Jesus wasn't in the tomb, but he was up and alive, and he said, I would come and visit the disciples. Well, the ladies went, and they told the disciples about it, and they were all excited, but some of them said, well, I don't believe it, and they ran down to see the tomb, and they found out, sure enough, it was empty. And so they all went back together, and that evening, Jesus came and saw the disciples. And he said, I'll be with you for a while. And he said, I've got more to tell you. And then he went away. And the disciples were all excited. But they weren't all there. There was one disciple that wasn't there. And let's see, I've got something here that I was going to give you. The children's bulletin this time is about Doubting Thomas. The disciple that wasn't there was Thomas. And when he came to see them, to see the rest of the disciples, they told him, they said, We've seen Jesus, and he's alive. And Thomas said, I don't believe it. And I won't believe it unless I can put my fingers in the wounds on his hands and my hand inside. I just won't believe it. And so that was kind of a downer. But the next week, it was a week later. It was like today. The next week after Easter, they were all gathered together again. And Thomas was there. And Jesus came again. And Thomas looked at him. And Jesus said, Thomas, I want you to look at the wounds in my hands. I want you to touch the wound in my side. And Thomas looked at that and he fell down and he said, oh Lord, I see and I believe. And then Jesus said, you know, you've seen and you believed, and that's good. But he said, there are going to be people who haven't seen and yet will still believe. And he says, they are the ones that we're going to get to. And that's where we are. We don't have a chance to see the wounds, but we have Thomas helped us to see that, to know that it really was true. It really did happen. And that that Jesus was alive and is alive. Okay. Now, that wasn't the whole story. As a matter of fact, if you had some of those out there that have the bulletin, they'll see that the description of today is this is the second Sunday of Easter. Easter isn't just a day. Easter is a season. There's a second Sunday of Easter, and that's when we think about Thomas and his doubting. But there are a third and a fourth. There are seven Sundays in the Easter season. And what we remember during that time is the fact that Jesus didn't come back just once or twice to see the disciples, but he spent 40 days after he was resurrected to go and speak to the disciples. And actually, Paul tells us that he appeared to up to 500 people at one time that saw him that he was living. So for 40 days, he stayed with them and continued to teach them. And they learned a lot better once they knew what Easter meant, that Jesus and God had control over death. And we'll find out towards the end of the Easter season, there's another big celebration day coming up. And we'll find out more about that then. But I want you to remember that the Easter story really doesn't have an end. It keeps going on and on. And that's what's true about everybody's life. As a matter of fact, I was reading about Thomas, that disciple that didn't believe, but he finally believed. You might wonder what happened after that. Well, Thomas went into Syria, Iraq, and taught about Jesus. He went as far as India, and it was Thomas that was responsible for establishing a church in India that still survives today. There were many, many that believed because Thomas went and spoke to them. They didn't have a chance to see what Thomas was telling them about, but Thomas could tell them, I saw and I believed, and they believed, and they continue to believe today. And remember, Easter's never over. It just goes on and on.